Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Let's see if we can land this fun-filled week with a mail-it-in Thursday. Get those postage stamps out, kids. Let me point something out. I want you to go back and look at a show from a week ago or maybe even Monday when I was worried about my voice giving out and I wasn't drinking coffee in the morning till I got here. Let me tell you something. If you don't start your day with a cup of coffee, you're absolutely retarded. And I mean retarded. Like, it can't be healthy to not start the day with two big cups of coffee.
How do you take your coffee?
Black, like my serial rapist. Overpowering, thank you. And leaving a bitter taste in my mouth. I didn't realize I wanted there the entire time. Now, I'll tell you something else. And can you tell Berg, please, or the assistant Berg's under here, to bring in that magazine a fan sent, because like a dipshit, I left it out there. And I'll tell you something else. I'm an idiot because it's raining outside. And let me tell you what I have neatly at home dried. I have boots. I have an umbrella. But God forbid I walk back upstairs when I see it's raining and get an umbrella. Because, you know, they don't want to know you're here. I'm here. No, I just need that. I need that. You're doing great. You're breaking the fourth wall. You're giving it all. No, they don't know you're good. We're good. Yeah. Who's in the booth? Who's flying the plane?
John.
John said, no, we got it. Are you just flexing your arm? No. Are you just flexing your arm?
I put it there. I was in a magazine.
I saw that. How great is that? Get a picture of that if you can. I'm not in this magazine. I'll get to that in a sec. But yeah, so when I get pneumonia, God forbid, it's because I'm too. And let me tell you about my new place. I'm on 104th and 1st. Come by sometime, Aaron. It's got nothing but windows.
I'll stop by whenever I need to see some toes that look like mud with yellow on them.
I have nothing but windows, and God forbid I look outside and see the rain. Anyway, so this comes in the mail today, and I think it's a calendar from our good friend Steve Torelli, who does the best artwork in the world.
John's train is late.
Again? I think it's that. No, it's this. It is this magazine called, it blends in. I'll put it in front of me. Drunkard. Isn't that nice? A fan.
That's not the name of the magazine. There's a word on top of drunkard that is the name of the magazine.
Oh, my. Thank you. Modern? I don't have my glasses. By the way, don't you wear glasses now, Berg? I've never seen you in glasses. Okay, good.
I have glasses. I just don't want to wear them because I'm afraid someone will call me a nerd.
It's hip to be a nerd now.
I don't think so.
Modern Drunkard Magazine.
I saw a picture of a comedy show posted, and our old friend was on the stage there, and they said it was a girl. I'm not going to say whose name it was.
Will it help if I give some clues?
It will not.
Okay.
And so they're like,
what a bitch.
What a great show it was. And she's up there, and you could see her belly hanging out, and she's like talking, and like, you know when they do a picture of the audience? No what? One's laughing. They're all just looking at her like it's a TED Talk.
Is this a think? Yeah, is this a think
Boy,
piece?
Boy, that person dropped off the face of the earth.
Well, it's almost
they?
Like they were just using us for attention.
Yeah.
So this, and by the way, I want to thank whoever sent me this. Guys, send a tweet or something, because this is, I think they got me a subscription.
What's it called? What Drunkard?
Modern Drunkard.
And that's you.
That is, I'd like to think I'm modern. And look,
I would think, now here's what happens. I had a dream. When I was a kid, I was
Did
like,
you,
wow,
Martin?
I want to be in Muscle and Fitness magazine, because it was like a old school magazine. Weider started it. They were from Montreal. Was the essential bodybuilding magazine. And then it just happens. I was at Stand Up New York one night. This guy's there. He's like, you're hilarious. I've never seen like a muscly comic. He goes, I work with Muscle and Fitness. I go, I'd love to. I go, my dream is I want to work the Mr. Olympia and go and roast all the guys. And he goes, oh, well, I can't do that, but we could have you in the magazine or something if you want to submit something. And I go, okay. And then it turns out I'm in the magazine, and it made me very happy. Now, apparently, some people have let me know that some men may masturbate to this magazine.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, and I don't think you... I mean, if you're gay, are you just going to jack off to muscles? Or you would want, like, prolapse stuff? Anyways, it's just phenomenal to me. So what you could do is reach out to these guys and be like, here's my drunkard schedule, here's what I do, and maybe they'll do a profile piece on you.
I will tell you, it's obviously a Denver-based magazine. All the ads are Denver.
I don't understand why people say that people would masturbate to me. It seems totally unreal. I don't think anyone would ever do it.
Do not turn around. I want you to keep your... Just keep focused on me.
Yeah, looking at you.
Just keep focused on me. You're looking at me.
Yeah. So it's great to be in a magazine.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't think...
How you doing there?
I'm good.
Is there a leak in the back?
Yeah, it was a great day. And then I celebrated with my wife. And and then I invited some friends over that I met in the steam room.
Why does Garrett look so tired today? Did you not sleep well, Garrett? You just look exhausted.
I feel invigorated.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was a good day.
Yeah, it's a great day.
Very exciting.
And I mean, congrats on that. That is fucking awesome. And I think that really
is awesome. And you see, I gave In Hot Water a big shout out there. They put a blurb.
I did see that.
Well, you should listen to Aaron's show on free Mondays. There it is. That yellow blurb says, catch Aaron's radio show on compoundmedia.com. Also available on demand.
That is fantastic. Look at that. Look at that. Can we get a little more glare on that?
And I gave a shout out to my friend Johnny Thor, who taught me how to diet. John Gatt. He's 55 and ripped.
Yeah, people will crank it out. Gay guys will crank it out to that.
Why?
Now, where did they do the interview exactly? Was it in your apartment?
No.
Where was it?
Just at a bar called the Boiler Room.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Why? Now.
My socks are wet. I'm going to have to go home.
Why are your socks wet? That's weird.
From walking in the rain. My back is wet, too.
That's that's odd.
Yeah.
That's
but
odd.
It feels like a different kind of wet. The wet in my socks feels like it's just water.
Right.
The back one feels like cold honey.
What is it?
Yeah.
It's weird. Can you get that?
Garrett's fixing it.
Well, you know, Garrett busted it, if
smells
you
like bleach.
And pennies, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow, this
one. We got big stories today.
We really do.
Tons of big stories.
Great stuff.
Well, remember we broke a story a couple weeks ago that Weed Guy had a baby.
Yeah. Weed Guy had
a baby.
We're
going to get to that and see that there's been... some breaking news in that category.
Sure.
It's unfolding like the Covington story, where it looked like something was one way,
right,
and now we're finding out it's a different way.
Wait, here's what gets me, and I know we're getting into something else first, but Weed Guy was very nonchalant saying he did it. Now I'm starting to think Weed Guy might have been bought off, might have been a pawn in all of this, might have been offered weed or Lord knows what. He's a little DIM retarded. Might have been offered something to take the fall for this, but you can't lie. DNA doesn't lie because it's not a black person. It's DNA, so it doesn't lie, right?
That sounds like a rapper. Are you sure it's not a black person?
That's true. That would have been better. Unless
yo,
that's
this is DNA bringing you the lyrics. DNA. I paid child support. Wink, wink.
Yeah, DNA doesn't lie unless he's a rapper. That's why they pay you the big money. That's why you got raped during a Muscle and Fitness interview at a gay bar. But anyway.
What?
Nothing. It's not important.
I don't think... He just said he was showing me some new exercises.
What were some of those new exercises you never thought to do?
One was the inverted hip extension.
Now, that seems weird.
Yeah. It's where your legs go up over your shoulders, and then you slide something in to see how flexible you are.
While a man eats your ass in the back of a hatchback?
Different day.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. When you're doing lats and trats, you do that. All right. Well, let's get to this... Shall we get to this Netflix thing? It's all the rage. All the rage. I woke up. I mean, Aaron Berg works tirelessly every night to send us the stories that you guys, our head writers, send in. But I love when I wake up and see a news story atop it, like it's really breaking news. Netflix is in hot water.
You should tell people what Netflix is. Maybe they don't know.
Netflix is a streaming service where everyone that has two knock-knock jokes gets a comedy special. As long as they don't say anything that could be construed as harmful or hurtful, or if they've ever sucked a dick as a man, eaten box as a woman, or, you know, just fucking been victimized, you know, or made something up, they will find a spot on Netflix. Is that correct? Did I get it right?
Netflix is pretty flexible. They like giving specials and, like, shorter things to minorities and people of color. And they don't.
Well, there's great stuff on there. Chappelle, anything by Bill Burr, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh my God.
Yeah, there's two or three really good guys.
I was like,
then there's about 150 not so good.
Yeah, Family Guy was making fun of it a couple episodes ago because it's like in the middle of every show, like, no, this is your Netflix special. Peter had one, Cleveland had one, fucking the maid had one. Good stuff. Is it 10:15 yet?
No, we don't go until 10:15. I'm really worried. I got to go home and change my socks because I got therapy at 3, which fucks up the whole day.
Well, how did your socks get? Like, my socks are wet.
Because I walked. I
live in these leisure shoes, and I left my duck boots at home. But you're very responsible. You got a new jacket. I'm walking around like a rubby dub.
Yeah, I threw my old jacket in the garbage on the street. First I go, is there a place where I
which
can recycle this
bin?
For homeless people? And by the way, if you haven't gone to a store lately, don't. People are retarded. The people that work there just stand around and talk. And I'm like, oh, this is why everyone orders shit online. These people are awful. Remember when customer service was a thing? You'd go in and people would want to sell you shit?
Yeah.
Now it's like you're in the way of them talking about being lesbians.
It's like a bunch of Charios at Dangerfields walking around just pushing you out of the way.
I guess. I mean, it's an exciting day. I hope John's train is okay.
Well, not if it's the train from this scene.
Oh, what happened with this? Give me a breakdown on this birdcage thing with Robin Williams.
Bird Box with Sandra Bullock. Different.
Come on. You know I just had breakfast. Can't eat again for 3 hours.
Netflix is apologizing for using sensitive footage of a Canadian train crash in its popular new release, Bird Box, a film which came out in December 2018, took social media by storm, showing a series of cataclysmic events to showcase an apocalypse. Some of the most recognizable footage comes from the 2013 Lac Megantic tragedy in Quebec, which killed 47 people after a train carrying oil crashed and exploded.
Wow.
Let me explain something about our Canadian friends. And we love you. You're great. We'll never put a wall up. You can come and go as you please. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have my meal ticket, Aaron Berg, here. But let me tell you something. If you showed any remote tragedy that happened here in America in a movie, I don't care if it was a 3-car pileup in Minnesota, people would know. I'm sorry that no one recognizes a train crash from 6 years ago in the Pacific Northwest, like north of Saskatchewan. Sorry. You have to be more popular and hip for us to notice this shit, okay?
Yeah.
Now, no offense. No offense to you, Aaron. Once people began to realize Netflix was using footage of the crash, demands for protests and apologies. Let's see who this is. Netflix! We got the whole company?
Hello.
There you go.
How are you?
Hey, I didn't realize you were calling in. If you heard me say anything bad about you earlier, that wasn't me. I was reading a teleprompter that Aaron Berg wrote. So if you got a special line around you want to give out, right here. All right.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, you seem to have come under... I didn't realize you were so... I don't even know what you are. By the way, is that lipstick you're wearing?
That's correct.
Okay. And your mouth's not really moving.
It's ma'am.
Got it. Well, look, ma'am, Netflix, you've come under fire because apparently this Bird Box thing, which is sweeping...
We put on so many fags and
what?
So many moon crickets.
Sure.
And so many muzzies.
Right.
And I don't understand why Canadians are upset.
They're upset because you put on a film that I hear has literally millions
it's
of views.
It's about Sparrow Pussy.
No, it's not about Sparrow Pussy. Bird Box is a movie about some apocalyptic event where if you...
Pigeon labia.
No. Pigeon labia.
Owl mud flaps.
Nope. Although pigeon labia are delicious.
Dodo gash.
Dodo gash is again extinct. Then again, for the past 2 months, gash has been extinct.
Budgie crack.
That. No. You are under fire. Listen to me, you fabulous.
Vulture vag.
Look, do you think this is going to be a problem now that Canada, which, you know, very popular, I'm sure, streaming your service, feels offended that you put a horrible national tragedy, I guess it was national, in this movie without even noticing it? Is that a problem?
Maybe Canada should worry more about their open borders and the fact that everyone calls them Little Somalia.
Who calls them? No one calls them Little Somalia.
I do, and so does Neil Brennan.
Well, Neil Brennan.
You can catch his special, 3 Mix, on Netflix.
I don't know if this is happening all the time, but we're looking for, this is according to, you said this, looking for assurances from Netflix that they're going to remove them. Oh, excuse me. Morning? Oh, morning. I thought Bill Schultz covered this. No, because he just does animal videos. Is that all he does? In between sleeping here and getting drunk, does he just look Google animal videos and show them?
I'm not sure.
Okay, back to you.
You need to check out our Comedians of the World special with great comics like Mahulu Makulu.
That's not a name.
And Simbala Pundala.
Nope.
And from China, Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, stand up.
I can't translate that right now.
And from yes. Canada, we have malachach, and from New Zealand, we have they talk about such things as my parents are upset I do stand up, and my parents speak like this, they act like this. And they also say, so I'm single.
Netflix, is it possible that you're not worried about quality so much as content? You're not really, and I think this Bird Box thing encapsulates it perfectly. Is it possible that you just think the more diverse content you could put on, regardless of if it's funny, and again, I'll say it again, you've got the funny stuff on there with Chappelle and Burr. But now, because America, well, the world has become so stupid and politically correct, if you put on people like, what was that last guy's name? Yeah. Or who was the Iraqi dude? Did you grow eyes over the course of
this
thing?
That's correct.
And you
all
grew them one
to
at a time.
Watch myself with.
And you grew them one at a time.
Since you liked eyes, may I recommend lips?
Are you part lizard? Is it possible that you could give a fuck about quality of content and you'll just put anything on thinking it will match up with people? You know, certain like races and religions will just come and it doesn't matter if it's funny or not.
That's correct.
Okay. Now,
do you have Netflix?
I have them all. I do have Netflix.
But how much do you pay?
I pay $6.95 a month or something.
You have stolen Netflix. We will now give you a virus.
Please, on my laptop, the porn I watch. But I'm more of a Hulu guy. Do you think you're going to lose subs to Hulu? And let me try
no,
and say this.
No, we are the kings. We have all the money. Maybe you have seen our show, Comedians in Cars Being Dykes.
I've not seen that show.
Tina Fey stars in it.
I've not seen
Maybe
that show.
Maybe you have seen our other show, Family Fags. It's like Family Guy,
right.
But gay. I should have just said Family Gay.
Why didn't you do that?
Just thought of it after the fact.
You still recovered nicely.
Thank you.
Now,
which
you're
eye do you like better, the right or the left? The right has shadow on it, the left doesn't.
I don't even know. I can't wait to see what else comes out of your face.
Do you like watching live sports?
I do, in fact, watch live sports. Sometimes I put a little money on them. I enjoy
we
that one.
We don't have live sports.
Okay, you don't. You do not. You do not.
Do you like Christmas movies?
Ah, do I love... White Christmas is my fave.
We don't have any Christmas movies.
Okay, all right. Well, it says here...
Do you like Amy Schumer specials?
No.
We have lots of those.
No, I do not. I do not. I do not.
Sometimes she's fat with leather on.
I've seen all of her specials. Like I said, you have Burr on there, you have Patrice on there. I've seen all of her jokes.
Thank you.
Netflix, you say, was not aware of the source of the footage and understands that many feel frustration and sadness at seeing the images of this tragic event, the company said in a statement, adding, the use of stock footage is widespread in the film industry and television industry. We have begun discussions internally about the best practices to avoid future usage of this and similar footage. What are those practices? As long as I have you on the line, you have ears now. When did you get ears?
They just came on. All the better to hear your complaints with.
I'm not.
Would you rank Malachula Malachala's comedy special 1 to 5 stars?
None. I give him no stars.
Good. We eliminated the star system thanks to Amy Schumer. I have earrings.
Let me ask you. A lot of shows are just getting dropped without any warning. I mean, how do you explain that? Like our friend Michelle Wolf, let's pretend I've met her more than once and she didn't remember. Shows go, you pick up her show and then without even a mention, the next day it's not even streaming online. How do you explain that?
I didn't like her. Her voice sounded like it was breaking glass while chewing on a dick.
Okay, but we've had her on here. And how do you explain absolute...
I have half a necklace. Soon it will be a whole necklace. Or a beard. I'm unsure.
You know, we could have just called you early. Could have called you early and had this... And how do you explain specials that are absolutely abysmal, where you put 13 comics on one show, they do 10 to 15 minutes each, and then you slap a name on it? What's it called?
If you liked stand-up comedy, you will hate this.
Is your neck crooked?
Yes. It is from leaning over to watch the new television I purchased. It is a 14-inch.
That's like a TV. Excuse me, that's like a cell phone screen.
That's correct. I live in a mansion.
Oh, there you go. Now, let you... Oh, you're,
I would pay Eddie Murphy $45 million to do a special.
I didn't realize you were so old and you had gray hair. How old are you, Netflix?
It's just added since I've been talking to you.
Because I'm pretty sure Netflix came about. How old is Netflix? Seriously, if I had to guess.
14.
I bet that. No. 20? 20 at most.
At most.
At most? I'm guessing.
It's a streaming service. You can pay for it.
I understood.
Sometimes what people do is get a boyfriend or girlfriend and use their password, and then they break up, and sometimes then they still use it, but then sometimes the boyfriend or girlfriend switches it, and then people get upset and write a Facebook post about it.
Fun fact, Sarah has my Netflix password, uses it still. Alex has my Hulu password, uses it still.
Wonderful. What have they been watching?
I do stalk that. I do.
I once... was given a computer from Lori Zakour's parents when I dated her.
On Superstore.
They gave me, no, different girl. That was Lauren Ash. Lori Zakour was a girl I worked at Planet Hollywood with and would do fuck on.
Come on. I didn't realize you and Aaron Berg fucked the same women, Netflix. That's incredible.
This is before I was a major streaming service.
Did you stream all over Zakour?
Yes, and... They gave me a password to use their dial-up, and I would use it. And after we broke up, she called and said, my parents said you are still using their dial-up. Can you stop doing that? And I said, sure, I'll do my best. I used it for another 2 weeks.
You ever talk to Lori anymore, Netflix?
No.
That's a shame.
Remember the first night I slept at her house, I peed the bed.
You did not.
Yes, and then I... woke up on the floor in my own piss.
That was back when you were drinking Netflix?
That is correct.
Is that another reason you quit Netflix?
No, that didn't seem to bother me. We laughed it off. Ha ha, pee.
It's amazing the stuff you can get away with when you're still an alcoholic like myself. You know.
And then she said, we didn't have sex until the third date. And she goes, aren't you happy I let you have sex with me? And I go, I could have had it on the first date. And she goes, no, you couldn't have. And I go, sure.
That sounds like a great story for Modern Drunkard magazine.
It would be a great tale to send in. I have a brand new documentary that I am releasing just today because I have my finger on the pulse.
Yeah. You're wearing earrings now. That's fantastic.
I had the earrings for quite some time. Yeah, the earrings came before the necklace and the hair.
Really?
It's ma'am.
Sorry. Got it. Now, what is this new thing you're...
Beep, beady, beep, beady, beep, beady, beep, beep, beady, beep, beady. Breaking news. Beep, beady, beep, beady, beep, beady, beep, beep, beady, beep, beady. Breaking news.
What do you got?
This just in. Gino Visconti and Aaron Berg will be at North Bar in Chicago.
So that's a done deal.
March 2nd. It is a done deal. Tickets are $20.
Now, is that going to be streamed on Netflix?
No. We will not put that on.
Because much like Bird Box, it's going to have a train wreck. Hey-o!
There you are.
Thank you.
Big story coming in off this documentary.
Yes.
Let me play the trailer for you.
I'd love to. Earlier this month, Netflix issued...
No, that's not how you play the trailer. I have to say it.
Okay.
One woman.
There you go.
One drowning accident.
Yes.
She fell asleep, some thought, but others knew she was a vegetable. In a vegetative state, she slept at La Hacienda.
Oh, I see what we're doing. I love
people
this.
People were taking good care of her until one day, I gotta give me some pussy! One of the nurses took a bad turn. He went to check on her. Yo, you asleep? Beep. 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 Yo, you feel like fucking? Beep. 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 That's a yeah. Oh, shit. I just knocked up a vegetable lady. How I'm gonna get this off? Hey, man, I'm the janitor here, man.
See how we weave it together?
Hey, my brother, could I just take a pinprick of your blood real quick and smear it on this lady's sloppy pussy?
Really quickly.
All right, I guess that makes sense, man. You sure this will be okay?
Yeah, my brother. Oh, so where are you? I got one lazy eye. I can't see you. All right. Coming today to Netflix. It's called Vegetable Rape.
Really? You didn't put a lot of thought into the title. You could have gone a lot of ways with that. I would have been like, The Nurse Always Rings Twice.
Coming today, The Nurse Always Rings Twice.
No, you could have spitballed.
Dial R for rape.
Yeah, boom!
Coming today, dial R for rape. Hey, man, I don't want to be involved in this, but it's my son, man. What should I do?
How about sleeping through child? Why do you have a sheet there?
You're my man. You take care of that baby. I got to get out of here. And remember, if DNA come looking for you, you don't know nothing.
He's a rapper.
Man, I love his raps, man.
He's a rapper.
My son, man, why does he look not like me? Coming today, it's dial B for black.
R for rape is good. Sleeping through your sleeping through. Oh, how about 9 months? Ta-da!
Nah. Coming today. Wake me up when I have a baby.
How about wake me up before you blow?
Thank you. Now, Gino, we take you to this story that happened at Hacienda.
We are, of course, following up with the story in Phoenix, where last week our weed guy said he had done it. But now we come to find out, as you found out in that lovely Netflix trailer, we got to have Netflix call in more, see what new earrings they're wearing, or maybe necklaces. Just mailing it in, Garrett. Phoenix police arrested a 36-year-old nurse at Hacienda Healthcare Facility, alleging he...
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
What's going on? You're telling me the weed guy... didn't have the baby?
Weed guy was not the father of the baby. Weed guy was taking credit for it because he's weed guy, and he doesn't really think too far in advance. And apparently, this nurse gave him money just to swab his blood and put it on the woman. But what he didn't realize is the baby is going to have the DNA of the father, regardless of how much blood or semen you find on a woman. Take my word for it. I've been with women with plenty of other people's blood and semen on them.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I make sure when I pull out, because I'm not wearing a condom, that mine goes willy-nilly into the fray.
So you're saying there's DNA evidence that someone other than Weed Guy fathered this child?
That is exactly what there is, because, look, it's common sense. If you have a baby, the baby is, it doesn't have your DNA, it is your DNA.
Okay,
so you
now
could
can
so-
we... I saw a picture of the man that was arrested.
I did not. I'd love to see a picture of the man that was arrested.
You'd love to see a picture of the man that was arrested?
Yeah, just for the bit.
All right. I mean, now, he's not a good-looking guy.
Well, you don't have to be when you're fucking a fucking vegetable. You could be whatever. You could look like... By the way, Vols. Tennessee Vols.
So you're saying she wasn't picky as to whom she had sex with?
She couldn't pick because she's a vegetable. She couldn't do anything.
Well, here's a photo of the guy.
And this seems like a guy. Why does he have to rape an inanimate object? Seems like this guy could pick up a woman. Seems like this guy.
Maybe he's faking the right eye being tired so he blended in with her.
But
maybe
see,
he's like, I'm asleep too.
So you're saying he fucked her like from the right?
I don't know what happened.
He was like this. He's like looking out this eye, but he's like, I'm asleep.
We have the child, Gino. We were able to track down the child who's doing very well and is very healthy, surprisingly.
Okay, so you're obviously the baby's doing well because it can already Skype. It can already Skype. Now, before I answer, do you know if it was a boy or a girl?
I don't label those things.
Obviously, this guy thought he could get away with it. Let's take a look. You're in hot water. There you go. There you go. There you go. We made you wait half an hour. We're very excited about this. Now, let me explain if you know. It's got a nose. All right, baby vegetable. It's an eggplant. Hey, baby vegetable. You are in hot water. How are you doing? We're told you're doing well. You might be missing a chromosome, but you're physically. Are you doing okay?
I'm good.
Now, you... we're told.
We're,
I didn't say anything yet. Now, I like that the nurse is still wearing.
Hate limes.
Yeah. Okay. Why are you on a? Why are you over a box of limes?
Just to remember.
From the minute we first became aware of the crime, we virtually worked nonstop, 7 days a week, to resolve the case. The police chief said. Now, I think this is very nice.
Mama.
Yeah, that's great. I think this is very nice. The man said, we can't, this is the police chief, because obviously
you're like cheese.
You're never going to get to know your
please,
father.
Please, cheese.
No, I didn't know. No.
Please, cheese.
So they said you're...
Please, cheese?
Yes, please, cheese. Well, I mean, you're doing great for three... By the way, you ready for this? And I'm not making this up. We have the same birthday, December 29th. Isn't that great?
Birthday.
Yeah, birthday. It's not coming for another 11 and a half, 11 months.
You want to slide on my nose?
It's fantastic. So here's the thing. Obviously, you're never going to get to know your father. Your mother is just an inanimate object, much like you. So how do you think... How do you think that, by the way, the left eye, very well done. How do you think things turn out for you? We're very concerned. Do you think you fall through the cracks as a
no,
baby?
No, I think I'll be fine as a nice Parmesan.
Eggplant is my favorite vegetable. We can't always choose how we come into this life, but we can choose as a community how we will love this child, and that's what we need to do. So you are going to be loved by the entire Phoenix community. How do you feel about that?
Eggplant terrific.
Now, I didn't get you. Eggplant terrific. I
please, cheese.
I did not get your name. Did they give you a name?
Yes.
And the name?
Tony.
Tony. Tony. Well, Tony? Really? So you're a dude? Is it Tony with a Y or Tony with an I?
Two I's.
Two I's. Tony?
Only one works.
Okay. That's brilliant. There you go. Did you hear John? He loved it. That's all you need to know.
Everybody thought Forrest Whitaker was my dad.
Yeah. We've done that. Does Forrest Whitaker have a lazy eye? No. He's black. He has a lazier eye. The nurse, Nathan Sutherland, that is your father. Do you
Papa!
Now, Nathan Sutherland is a licensed practical nurse whose primary responsibility.
Very practical.
Yeah. He practically came all over your mother. He's worked at Hacienda since 2011. Now, do you have any desire to meet this man? This man that is your biological father, but do you have any... No, it's a yes-no question. You answer yes or no. Do you have any desire to meet this man who... I mean, this is a conundrum for you. Obviously, you owe this man your life. He gave you life, and I think you have his nose, I'm going to be honest. Or do you hate this man because of what he did to your mother? This is an ethical dilemma that people will talk about.
I am a delicate tropical perennial plant, often cultivated as a tender or half-hardy annual in temperate
climate.
Are
you reading the eggplant Wikipedia page?
My birth certificate.
How do you feel?
I grow 40 to 150 centimeters.
Quit bragging, little man. That's the question. Are you going to want to get to know your father? Or do you hate the man? I mean, the man...
He's my dad.
What's that?
He's my dad, and he goes around the city selling bone density scanners.
He does. Now, what movie is that? The Pursuit of Happiness, right? It's The Pursuit of Happiness. Okay. I don't even know where that one came. I don't even know where you want to go with that. But I'm in. All right.
He's a busy man.
What's that?
Where is he now?
He's in jail, your father.
What?
Yes.
This is because of Clinton.
He was booked into Maricopa County Jail yesterday, Wednesday.
That's a good jail. I saw it on 60 Days In.
No, in an initial hearing, his attorney...
It was on 60 Days In. Maricopa County. Or maybe I'm confusing it with Live PD.
I watch it.
Either way, it's popular.
You ready for this? Because here's the
thing. I don't think you're ready for my eggplant.
How you doing, John? Ready for this? At his initial hearing, your father's attorney said, quote, there was minimum evidence that your dad committed the crime. Excuse me, if I say your dad, I'm saying it's... There was minimal evidence that your father committed the crime. Every member of the Hacienda organization is troubled beyond words to think that a licensed nurse could be capable of seriously harming a patient. Didn't sound like he harmed her at all. I mean, well, I'd have to see the size of his cock. Once again, we offer an apology and send our deepest sympathies to the client and her family, to the community, and our agency partners at every level. Now, here's the thing. They're saying the DNA test sample was taken. They had to get a court order to get the DNA sample. So while your dad's lawyer, and I have to stop saying your dad until he's proven guilty, while your dad's lawyer is saying there's minimal evidence he's the father, they had to track him down and get the court order.
Why didn't they just go with the guy with the wonky eye?
Well, you hadn't been born.
Do you know that everyone's been so nice to me that tonight they asked me, they want to have me for dinner.
That old gag? They're having you for dinner?
Yes.
What? And what are they having for dinner?
I didn't ask. You don't do that. But they told me they sent me a picture of something that looked delicious. Well,
do we have a picture that they sent you?
Yes.
Here we go. I'm going to have a little coffee. It's coffee. I got to drive. Got to drive. Very responsible. That's what I do. Go Vols. Oh, that looks delicious. I got to tell you, eggplant, it's my favorite veg.
What?
Now you do realize what
What's
they...
What's that?
That is
Oreos with cheese and tomato sauce? Now,
that is eggplant parmesan. What they do is you slice the eggplant about a quarter inch thick. You lay it out in the pan. Then you saute it. You could probably make it the slow... Are you okay? I love this scene in Rain Man. Hot water burn eggplant. Hot water burn eggplant.
But where would they get the eggplant?
You're the eggplant, dummy. You are the eggplant.
Oh, no, someone's coming over. Hang on. Oh, no. Someone's coming here. Hello?
Sounds like silverware. Cutlery. Is that what... Oh, my God. Tony. Tony with two eyes. Only one works. Tony. Oh, God, no. They're destroying the... Do you see? They're destroying the DNA evidence. Nurse Forrest Whitaker is a genius. There'll be nothing left of him. Oh, for the love of God. Tony, can you hear me? Tony.
Oh.
Tony, here's what you need to do.
They took my nose, Charlie.
Skype 911. Can you Skype 911?
Hang on, I think it's okay. I think that they just sliced me up a little and now they're leaving.
I'm sure you're fine.
They walked away.
Why would they walk away?
They're just pouring oil in something.
Ooh.
Ah!
Oh,
what a love of God.
This should be on Netflix. This is worse than the Levecage, whatever the fuck
it's
it was.
It's so hot. It's so hot.
How long does it take you to die? You okay, kid? Now, what they're doing here, if you're making a good eggplant parm like my Aunt Olga did, she died, cancer. If you're making a good eggplant parm like Olga Medio would...
You know, it seems as though we've lost Tony.
Tony?
I'm going to see if we can make...
Oh, Tony! Well, at least he... Do you see the eyeball? Really? So you gurgle? You think you would gurgle in the olive oil? And by the way, that's not olive oil. Common misnomer. When you're grilling eggplant, use vegetable oil because the eggplant will soak up all the olive oil. These are actual cooking tips from a guinea that my mother also died of cancer and my Aunt Olga dead taught me. I want you to know that you died,
but I'm dying.
Why do we just do this 4 days a week? I want you to know that you died much better than you lived. Look, you're white now. You're white. Isn't that fantastic?
It's amazing that they're white on the inside.
Fantastic.
That was a big story.
By the way,
I wish that we could have talked with the one-eyed guy or weed guy, but I feel like talking to the baby is enough.
Well, the baby's done now, but do you see that was a brilliantly concocted crime because now the lawyer sat there and said, and by the way, honest to God, I can't wait to see how this plays out because the lawyer is like, there's minimal evidence he did it. I mean, I can't imagine what he's going to say when the DNA, you know, is what, 99.9? But all kidding aside, eggplant, favorite vegetable. Do you like the eggplant?
No.
Really?
And I think my daughter's allergic to it.
To eggplant?
That's a good sign.
Yeah. You beat me to it. I'm like, that'll come in handy when she's dating.
Yeah. Honey, you're allergic to eggplants.
Unlike the eggplants, I break out when I'm around them.
Yeah. I got another big story.
This one's fake, right? We know this one's fake.
I don't know about
that. Not the one you're about to say necessarily. But, all right. Did legit news guy take today off? He's earned it. Guy works his ass off.
I haven't seen him yet.
By the way, I will tell you this, and I just want to confirm with you. February 1st, and we really need to sell this, a week from tomorrow, we're bringing the live show. I love what we're doing at the Philly Comedy Club. 7 o'clock, the In Hot Water show live. 9 o'clock, we're doing a comedy show. I'm guessing legit news guy will be showing up there.
Both shows are comedy shows.
Okay.
We're not doing like a dramatic podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at...
It's not NPR.
You know.
I looked at, they're both comedy shows. Thank you for...
There's
for,
a code. If the people want to enter a code, it's 12-minute owl.
All one word, lowercase?
And you save $5 if you put in 12-minute owl.
Really? That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Legit News Guy will be there.
Well, I don't know. It depends on if I want to take the hat.
Don't break the fourth wall. All right, what's the story you were telling me about?
It's a big story. It's Mail It In Thursdays, by the way, as you could tell by our delivery.
This is the part where you say it was terrible, and I'm like, I thought it was great, and John laughed twice. That's all I gauge it on. All right, yeah. What do you got?
I got a big story.
You said that.
Yeah. It's about pants. You wear pants, Gino?
This story in itself is, this is one of those ones where I could just read the story, and it's funny to me. All right, what do you got?
It's about pants. That's all I know. I just read the headlines.
Oh, you would like me to fish it out? Stuck Hawk, Sherman thing, Oral, Boulder. There we go. Boulder Police, which is not far from where I get my favorite publication, Modern Drunkard Magazine. Boulder Police say a man allegedly stabbed a person after switching pants. He doesn't look dangerous at all. Because now this story, if I can read a little, has what we call, I don't know if you're familiar in the biz, Berg, it's called a reveal. It's called a reveal. You ready? A 37-year-old man was arrested in Boulder after police say they believe he stabbed somebody because he didn't like the pants they offered to him. Now, let me ask you, Aaron. That seems ridiculous, right?
Yeah, why would you stab somebody that didn't like the pants? And why are you trading pants, though?
So, we'll get to that. So what you're saying is obviously the man that stabbed the dude is in the wrong, correct?
Why'd he stab him?
What's that?
Why'd he stab him?
Well, Boulder police arrested Womack on Tuesday, that's 2 days ago, in connection to the stabbing. In a press release, police said they believe Womack, here you go, agreed to exchange pants with the man because, he stabbed him because he didn't like pants. The victim told police he'd asked for the pants.
You know, I've got actual audio footage of this. Do you want to go to the mall where this was happening?
Doesn't seem like it happened in a mall, but yeah, I'd love to.
All right, let me see if we can just track some audio at the mall there and continue as you were.
Because the suspect needed to look presentable, you ready for this? For an upcoming probation appointment. So he wanted to look good in the pants. So obviously he switched pants with the guy. But when they later, according to the arrest affidavits, his pants were dirty and torn up. Now I know what you're saying, Aaron, that's not a big deal, right? His pants were dirty?
I mean, you don't want to wear dirty pants to probation thing. You want clean pants, right?
Yes.
You want to look good to your probation officer.
Police later recovered the discarded pants taken from the victim and found what appeared to be feces inside and could be the reason for the altercation. So do you see what happened? The guy is like, look, I got to go to a probation hearing. Can I wear your pants? And the other dude is like, oh, I can't believe my luck. I just shit in these pants. Let me give them to this guy. So the guy puts on the pants. And then he's like, these pants, what's wrong with these pants? Oh, my God, these pants are covered in shit. I'm covered in shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing that could be dumber would be if the guy that shit his pants gave him a pair of pants with a knife in the pocket. Because where was he keeping the fucking knife?
All right, well, I've got the actual audio footage of the entire altercation. And
this
I think that there's been
right
a bit
here?
Of misunderstanding. This is the lead. This is the guy walking to do the pant transfer.
The pant transaction. Yeah.
All right,
let's go to the audio.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Peter. Hey, how's it going?
The acting is gripping. I believe this is exactly
pretty
what went
good.
Down.
How you been?
All right, those are some nice pants you got.
Thanks. I know you got that probation thing today, man. You going to probation? Oh, sorry. Sorry, my man. Just, I went to Chipotle. Chipotle.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah, I love it too, but you know, it hits me right where it counts in the old gutskis.
Gutskis.
You see these,
Should you look at a shit, man? Sounds like it's right at the exit. Like I can smell the shit.
I definitely do not need the shit. I know myself.
He's lying! You don't take the pants!
You've known me for how many years, Tony?
About five.
Yeah, that's correct. And have I ever once lied to you except those other eight times?
One, two, No, 8 sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, these are good pants. Why don't you wear these to your probation?
I would love to.
All right. Can I borrow yours?
Wait. Can you just air them out a little first or something?
All right.
All right. Yeah, we'll switch pants.
Let me hang on.
I don't know what that is.
I'm waving the pants in the air.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Take my belt off.
All right. Hang on. I'll take my belt off.
Why are they actually taking their pants off there? That's
weird.
Wait,
let me take my underwear off.
I'll take mine off, too.
Wow, you've been working out.
Hey, man, your legs look good. You've been running stairs?
Why does it always go to gay?
It doesn't. They beat me to it. It's like it doesn't say they're gay here at all.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. You got a probation meeting.
Yeah.
All right, try these pants on. These are Gap khakis.
They're a little damp in the back.
I think it was raining, maybe.
All right. Well, I got to
ran through a mud puddle.
Oh, I'm still gassy. Hang on.
Dude, that's my pants now.
So you're saying these guys just shit in each other's pants?
You took
is that
your
the story?
Underwear off, then put my pants on, and then farted in them?
Sharted. Sharted. Sharted.
Slipping out, I can't control it.
I gotta go to probation.
All right. Hey, man, there's something in the back of those pants.
What's that?
You have to stab him, Garrett. Blarrett.
I think I shit in those.
Fuck you for shitting in my pants.
I need to know. Stabbing victim, where did he keep the knife? Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, we get it. I don't know what the... I don't. Is that him getting stabbed, or did he pass a kidney stone? Which is that? All right.
Take that. I gotta run.
So, where did he... Oh, see, I don't know. The hair's fine today. Fine. Where did he keep the knife is my question. Do we know? Do we know, Garrett? John?
In his sock, maybe?
I think that's one of those stories that writes it fucking self. It's like, why would you stab a guy? Oh, he gave him a pant. He gave him pants filled with shit.
I didn't even know who was supposed to stab who. I was just hoping it would find its way.
Gino, I think someone got stabbed.
He gave him pants filled with
shit. And
then
my phone rang, and the guy goes, it's Spectrum. And I go, I'm in a meeting. Can you call me back in an hour? And he goes, I just need 5 minutes of your time. I go, I'm in a meeting. And he goes, fine.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's good stuff. Should we do a little politics, a little political news? Because this is hilarious.
Dude, a guy shit in a guy's pants and got stabbed.
Yeah, where did they keep the knife? I needed to know.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Maybe he had it in his prison wallet.
Is that your he keistered it?
Yeah.
He keistered it. I got you. He keistered it.
It's where I keep my spikes.
I like that we're bringing the spike back.
Yeah.
I like that we're so far removed. Once you have the clarity of vision, you could see someone was an absolute cunt.
Yeah.
And we can say someone was an absolute cunt because everyone knows who we're talking about. And I'll tell you this. I'll say it again. Our friend Bronson Jones, our resident snowflake, likes her. And every day I'd say to him in my apartment, we're like, your friend's a piece of fucking garbage.
Lovely. Well, you're staying at your place. You had no choice.
Yeah. Your friend is a piece of shit.
Yeah. I got a big story, and it's just a silly story because we covered all serious stuff today. It's just a silly story. And I think we need that type of levity going into the weekend because I have a big weekend. As you know, I got therapy at 3.
I didn't know you had therapy.
I'm off tonight.
You don't usually do therapy on Thursdays.
I know. It's fucking my whole day up. Never again, as the Jews said after Bernie Sanders.
No. No, that's not what they said.
But, yeah, and then the in-laws are coming tomorrow. All the furniture from Bob's. Oh, by the way, somebody last night, I think it was Jim Stansel, posted he was trailing the Bob's furniture truck. He's driving behind the Bob's furniture truck.
Did he tweet it? I didn't see that one.
He tweeted it, and he said he was trying to drive him off the road, but his car is a piece of shit, so he couldn't catch up to them. But he was driving behind the Bob's truck, and I showed it to my wife, and she goes, it's so stupid. I go, they're just the best. She goes, what's funny about that? I go, it's Bob's. He's Bobo stalking him.
He wants to Bob. He's suffering from Bobo road rage.
So I got all this stuff coming, all deliveries all tomorrow. It's crazy.
That's great, though.
Bedroom set, couches, TV. I got a 55-inch. Is that big enough?
Is it for, it's for the main room, right? It's not for your, for
no,
your
that's
basement.
The guy delivering it.
Is he delivering a TV or is he like a sex worker?
It's for the main room.
Yeah,
it's called the living room.
That's fantastic. You're gonna love. You're gonna be able to watch. Now, are you gonna just watch Leafs games and shit on that? Or are you gonna hook your video game up to it?
I'm gonna. No, my video game's downstairs.
How big's that screen?
In the tit room. That's just a small TV. That's a 30 something.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Incidentally,
I met my neighbor. She's from Indonesia.
Indonesia?
Yeah. Very lovely. She told me about this place that only an Indonesian person would know about.
What's it called?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. No, that's just a supermarket in your neighborhood.
Well, she told me to go to it. She said it's awesome. I got a good mind to go there.
Why wouldn't you?
And then she also said there's a European grocery.
There was a European grocery in your old neighborhood. I remember going to that.
Yeah, it was nice, but I'm excited about Trader Joe's. They have a whole bunch of stuff that you could buy that's already made. You just throw it in the fridge, then you eat it later.
I hate Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's fucking rocks, and you're a piece of shit.
I don't like Trader Joe's, and I'm not a big Whole Foods.
I got a good mind to fucking trade pants with you.
Hold on. All right, now I can.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to really cover this story?
I like that.
I think it's hilarious. The World News Daily Report reports an overweight German man who joined ISIS says they used him as a sex slave. Now, let's just read it. Berlin, a 28-year-old German man who had officially joined ISIS.
You're thinking this is not a real story.
It's not a real story.
Because it's very funny the way it's written. It almost doesn't need anything.
You
almost don't have to be here for this story.
Dude, I could go get a whiskey.
See, this kind of looks the muzzy looks like he's an actor, where he's like, wait, is it time for my line yet? Or he's thinking, hey, oh boy, I'd love to fuck this big chunk of fucking whiteness.
Not to mention, you're telling me that's Syria right there?
For serious?
What are they? The 28-year-old German man who was joined ISIS in 2015 escaped from Syria after he was allegedly turned into a sex slave. The young man who converted to Islam in 2014 had pledged allegiance to ISIS, hoping to become a full-fledged soldier in its war against Western civilization. That's us. Instead, he was rapidly turned into a sex slave for ISIS combatants, spending most of his time in captivity, chained to a bed, dressed up as a Western-style woman, and performing sexual services on ISIS soldiers daily until his recent escape. I went there to fight, but I guess they had other plans for me, he told reporters, visibly ashamed. Upon my arrival, they kept pinching my ass, rubbing my nipples across my shirt, and whistling at me. At first, I thought it was all fun and games until I woke up one day chained to a bed, dressed in a robe, with makeup and lipstick on my face, he recalls in horror. Or halal. Dressed up like Marilyn Monroe. Hermann Gottlieb, 28, says he was drugged the first week upon his arrival, woke up chained to a bed where he would spend most of his 18 months of captivity. They forced me to dress up with wigs, lipsticks, and makeup all the time. Now, here's my next question. So you're ISIS,
right? Yeah, I'd fuck him.
What's that?
I said, yeah, I'd fuck him.
No, that's not the question. I mean, the story right there. So you're saying in between, you know, cutting people's heads off, and the ISIS guys show up with wigs and lipstick and dresses and makeup? That's what they do?
I guess. ISIS does weird shit. Now, look at this guy. He's in tip-top shape, first of all.
Yeah, peak condition.
You see this guy, you're thinking, okay, he should run. Now, he's got a gun. So why did he not stop these guys? And why is the one guy holding up the finger that he put in the man's anus?
They kept feeding me and feeding me. One soldier told me they wanted my breasts to get bigger by overfeeding me. I had to curl my hair, shave my breasts, my armpits and legs, and wear lipstick for high commanders. Some didn't even want sex and just like to cuddle with me all night long. The next caption, doing Allah's work. One commander told me I was doing Allah's work and that soldiers respected me and appreciated the service, and I was more valuable to them chained to this bed than in the line of fire. Here's my favorite one. Once I must have sucked at least 20 dicks and got sodomized by maybe 40 guys in the same day.
40 guys fucked him?
After a major ISIS victory. His quote, at first my anus bled a lot, but with time, I guess my body just got used to it. There you go. He escaped when a caring, tender high commander who had grown fond of him eventually was able to reach the border of Iraq, where he was rescued by Iraqi forces and transferred to Germany, where he is presently detained and under investigation. So basically, what they're saying is this guy, They're saying that ISIS are like fat gay dudes. That's what they're saying. It seems like a just a piece to slander ISIS. No, sir.
You think ISIS is bad?
I don't even. I mean, we used to have a guy here, ISIS faggot, that probably would have loved. That probably could have corroborated this story. He's been very busy lately. People miss ISIS faggot.
The hat's in Forest Hills.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How about a flyover? How's he doing?
He's been pretty good, I guess. He kept his hat when they cleaned the closet out for E-Rock.
And there's another one. Ah, DeAndre.
I haven't seen him since the election special.
Not now, DeAndre. Speaking of election, did you see a gay guy threw his hat into the rink?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Pete Buttigieg?
He's the only out Democrat. Now, most Democrats are fags but just don't acknowledge it. Did you know that?
I'm sensing it. I'm getting that.
Now, this guy who looks like Ryan Reese but isn't, look at all the jokes in this. Today was, this is why we can mail it in on Thursdays, because the media does the writing for us.
It's so true.
This guy's gay. His name is Pete
Buttigieg. Buttigieg. Let me ask you, because you guys pay attention. Has anyone ever heard of this?
Oh, look at that guy. He loves cocks.
Has anyone ever heard of
it? Guy loves cocks?
Oh, my God. He does look like Ryan Reese.
Yeah.
Look, but, like, not the
his
hair.
His nostrils are way fuckable.
But here's the thing.
Would you do fuck on his nostrils?
No. Has anyone ever heard of this guy? And I'm not saying I've heard of, like, but I've heard of the other people running. I've never heard. You ever heard of the guy? Buttigieg?
No, I don't follow gay Democrats.
Pete Buttigieg, the 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Except Bill.
What's that?
Bill Schultz,
Schultz, love that fact. Announced he's running for, excuse me, this is the rage now.
There's another gay joke in the article. You'll find it.
He's forming an exploratory committee. Are you done?
Yeah.
But do you understand? That's another thing. This is what we're talking about. And I can say this. I've been saying this for months.
Wait, what we've been talking about is eggplant baby.
I love the eggplant baby story.
I forget what other stories.
But
oh,
can I say this?
Yeah.
Look, I know nothing about politics. And I said this months ago. It's this obvious to me that the Democrats are just going to be fucking pulling each other apart. So now what they're doing is no one's running. They're forming exploratory committees. So you got three women. Now you got a gay guy. And when they fucking run, you don't think they're just going to be poking. It's like what Clinton did to your boy Bernie on a larger scale. Just undermining each other.
Yeah, they push him out. Get it? Another gay joke. They push him out. This guy's so gay.
Look.
Do you know how gay this guy is?
I mean, when I came out, Mike Pence...
I'm going to see if I can get this guy to Skype in.
I'd love that. While you're doing that, let me read a quote from him. I mean, when I came out, Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana.
Oh, yeah. Gino, the place he lives is called South Bend. That's so gay.
I get it.
Do you get how gay it is?
It's perfect, because that's where Notre Dame is and, you know, all the Catholic priests. Yeah.
No, because South, like down there, and Bend, south, what he does, over.
It. You're the one with a hot load on your back the entire show.
No, now it's just my shirt stuck to me.
When I came out, Mike Pence was the governor of Indiana. When I joined the military, see how he sneaks that in? Like, ooh, I'm a veteran. Don't ask, don't tell was the law of the land. And when it first crossed my mind that I might run for office someday, I believed that coming out would be a career death sentence. But a gag told reporters at D.C., blah, 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 blah. On Wednesday morning, that's yesterday, he announced his intentions with a campaign video, then held a presser where he was asked about that spot's reception, with many commenters positively pointing out Buttigieg's membership in the LGBT community.
Buttigieg. Yeah.
It means
hey,
a lot.
Gino, his dick's so big it makes his Buttigieg.
I'll just keep reading. You just keep fucking firing.
And it makes his lover gag.
Before Buttigieg, the openly gay person is the only openly gay person ever to run for president was Republican Fred Karger. Anything on Karger?
It was the president, and he also went by the name Jimmy.
No, that's Carter. He also said that while being a gay candidate, might not make news in the coastal cities, it certainly still did in Indiana. So he's already admitting no one gives a fuck about him, like, where it matters. Like, in states that carry more than 4 fucking electoral votes, which, by the way, if the Democrats have their way, we'll get rid of that. We'll get rid of the Electoral College because they can't win with it. Fucking nutcakes. This might be the first time we ever had a guy Skype in with his own intro music. That's incredible. I don't know where the music's coming. Forget it. I'm done. I don't care. I don't care. I'm driving to Jersey today.
Hello, politics.
Pete.
Yum, 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 yum. Gobble up dicks, that buddy gag. How are you?
Hey, Pete, buddy gag, you're in.
Equal justice for all, free healthcare, college stuff, things, polyps, anuses, shit, semen, military.
Pete, how do you pronounce your last name? Help me out here.
Buddy.
Buddy. Oh, I didn't realize there was a little umlaut in there. I had no idea.
Oh, there's a lot of umlaut. umlaut. Whose room is hot? Mine is.
You have been. And
Buddy.
And I want to thank you for calling in. What better
Buddy,
way?
So much. So much.
I forgot about that. I want to thank you for what, I mean, what better place?
Pledge. Pledge.
I want. What better place to launch your campaign than here on In Hot Water?
IH dubs.
Now, you have recently said one of the things that I think every person should think about in the run up to 2020, especially because there are so many people, is that it is not only the outcome, but the conduct of campaigns.
You said come.
That will make an impact on the political. On the political life of our country. So it just seems like, and God forgive me for, I'm going to like lean on
it. Oh, God forgive me for being as I am.
God will not forgive you. You're born wrong. For leaning on just the gay stereotype. You're doing this for attention. You know you have no chance of winning.
You always say this, and I'm not going to back down.
What are you going to...
Hang on, like I was dealing with this guy. What were you saying, Gina?
It just seems like you're doing this to draw attention,
no,
to rally people.
No, I want South Bend
I get it.
To be a better place to live for me and for families and for everyone and equality and justice and democracy.
But don't you feel that you're tearing your party apart in a way?
Tearing something apart.
Yeah, I handed
do
you
I have a husband?
You do have a husband.
Lovely. Didn't last night.
What is your
love going on the road campaigning?
What is your husband's name?
Hmm?
It's never known. Is it Chasten Glesman?
Sorry, I was losing you a little bit. My husband, Chasten, who's really supportive. Really helps me stretch my legs over my head in this run, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait, there's another one for you. I didn't even see this. You've labeled yourself as one of the Democratic newcomers.
That's correct, because I'm new to coming in the democracy.
Of the next generation who should be seriously considered for the job.
What did you mention about Syria?
No, seriously.
Oh, okay, because I don't care about Syria. Our borders are safe. Our government is not. We need to stop injustice, inequality, and do stuff, and also shooters.
You labeled yourself a... Oh, you first came on the national scene when running for the DNC chairman in 2017, a race you lost to the current DNC head. What's his name?
It's the guy that beat me. He's a straight-o.
Tom Perez?
Yeah,
straight-o,
everyone hates even... Tom. He ran on his spick card.
See, I don't think you can say that. That seems
I'm
like
a gay man. I can say what I want.
And you also said, I think the, let's be honest, underdog characteristics of this project are also something that's going to give us permission and a healthy pressure to be bolder than the others.
That's why I just said spick.
You are being bold. I will
Case
say that.
Case in point. Now, I want the blacks to vote. I want the spicks to vote. I want the gashes to vote. I want the straightos to vote.
No.
You come out. Your vote for butt is a vote for freedom.
Now, would you like to guess who was the happiest people that you made the announcement you were coming out running for president?
My husband, Charleston.
Chasten. Chasten. Charleston is a dance.
Justin.
You know who's the, you know where the happy...
Who?
You know who the happiest group that you are running for office is?
The
legal Republicans,
immigrants.
You fucking queer!
Why's that?
I'll tell you why, and they said it perfectly, and I'm trying to think who said this before. Oh, yeah, me, and everyone with half a brain, which is me as well. Before butt gig, waste time on a presidential campaign, you should focus on your town's
butt gag.
Sea of potholes. And sky-high crime rate, said RNC spokesman Michael Ahrens.
Do you know why our crime rate's high?
Why?
I don't know. I was asking.
I don't know. I don't live in South Bend.
Could you Google it?
His bid isn't just bad news for his own residents, it's more proof that Democrats are about to endure the most crowded, divisive, and contentious primary in history. Now, let me explain. Look, can I get credit for Gino's picks, which, by the way, no video today, guys. No video.
Why? Because there's no football this week.
Well, the Pro
what
Bowl.
What about the Pro Bowl?
The Pro Bowl, which is...
Also, All-Star Hockey's this week. I know, because...
I don't even
Charlie
understand.
Watches it.
Someone's got to explain to me how the All-Star Hockey game works. It's like a round-robin tournament.
It's just boring.
Well, all All-Star games except baseball are worthless. All right.
Gino, did you ever take semen and rub it in your hair?
No.
Well, I will do that if elected.
I'm not in my hair or everyone's hair? Are you okay? In everyone's hair.
In your hair.
No, thank you. Because I'm thinking of getting a every time I'm about to get a haircut, it behaves. All right, well, look, Ryan Reese. I don't know how you ever landed. Look, this is what's going to happen. You guys are going to be like, you're going to have three women, a gay dude. Obviously, you'll throw in a black chick. It's going to be fucking great. Then
right.
You're going to rip each other apart while friggin' Trump just goes full bore. Let that go. Full bore forward. And fucking rallies all the fucking normal Republicans who don't give a fuck about your fucking games. I don't care that you're gay. I care that you're using gay to try and fucking rally support when your fucking town is a shithole. It's a shithole. And not the shithole that you like, young man. Not the shithole you seek out when you're at the boiler.
You're absolutely mistaken. Perhaps you haven't seen my campaign video yet.
I don't want to see it. Please don't show the campaign video.
Hi, I'm so-and-so butt gag. Are you sick of talking on the phone, sitting on the couch?
Seems fine.
Just doing nothing? Do you want your government to work for you?
What's wrong with his teeth?
Do you have messed up teeth and desire the Health Care Act to be more affordable and more conscientious towards your people? Well, I'm...
butt gag. Forgot your name, didn't you? Just say you forgot your name.
I'm Senator Buttgag.
Pete Buttgag. You're not a
I'm
senator.
Senator Pete Buttgag, and I'm running for president of the United States.
There you go.
Now, a lot of times you feel like you're walking down a stairwell in America and just listening to a door and knocking, and no one's there.
That's the back
but
door.
Me, Pete Buttgag.
All right, the fact that it says it's updated on next videos, don't. Come on, we made it through the whole... Oh,
you need to
on.
Listen to Pete Buttgag.
We made it through the whole week. We're the 8th minute of stoppage time.
Pete Buttgag, I go that extra mile for you.
Oh. People, be sure to stick around. In 10 minutes, we'll be having animal videos. Fucking Bill Schultz will be showing a chinchilla getting fucked by an
Pete
armadillo.
Pete Buttgag, I'll suck on the corporate cock for you.
I'm
Pete Buttgag.
Why do we have to do that? I mean, I get enough videos from Ellis. Why
I
does
go
Ellis send
balls
us-
deep in government for you. Pete Buttgag, me and my husband, Bronston, are there for your needs.
Leave my buddy Bronston out of this.
We'll
Chastin.
By the way, Joanne's unfazed. She's enjoying a...
she's
nice
used to it.
Joanne's
right now. She's like, this is the life I've chosen. I know what I'm doing when I get in on the subway every morning. Well, I want to wish you good luck.
Hey,
some
of you are
going to
walk in and say, Buttgag,
what
are you doing?
What is wrong with his dick?
So cool
and I'll say,
that.
I'm what? Running for office.
Like, look at his dick. His dick is like, hey, who's gay? This guy. His dick is like, look, this guy. Why does it point back at
y'all,
it?
Is this something
Pete
that y'all
Buttgag
just do
for president.
Yeah. Why
the dick
are we...
points to where
Turn
it I
off.
Think from.
Turn it off. You think that's going to get you votes?
What do you think ends up happening?
Well, I'm sure they put on some pants and they go and they watch a rugby match.
Hello, could you guys stop blowing each other on me bed, put on some pants and come watch the rugby match?
Oh, come on!
All right, Gino. Well, I'll be at West Side Comedy Club in Stand Up New York this weekend if you want to stop by. And remember, vote for Pete Buttgag if you live in Faggotsville, Indiana.
I will be at New York Comedy Club on Sunday night, but please...
Pete Buttgag, filling the holes in democracy.
No!
Pete Buttgag, slapping around Washington's elite.
Don't dick around. Come out to Philly Comedy Club next Friday.
Pete Buttgag.
February 1st.
I'll work from both ends for you.
Me and...
Pete Buttgag.
Me and Aaron Berg will be teaming up. On February 1st at Philly Comedy Club.
Philly Comedy Club, February 1st.
Discount tickets with 12-Minute Owl. Morning is next with the lovely Joanne Nosachinsky and the slightly less feminine Bill Schultz.
And Pete Buttgag. Remember, check yourself for AIDS.